So this morning, the message is a familiar one. It's Jesus telling us to be salt. And next week, we're going to bounce off of that a little bit, and we're going to talk about powerful prayer. And I'm going to say that again, powerful prayer. I think sometimes we think, okay, I'll pray for you, or there's prayer, but it's got more to it than that. Prayer is actually a tool, a vehicle for miracles. So our scripture tells us you are the salt of the earth, but if that salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It's no longer good for anything except to serve as Wisconsin's snow melt, which we're not worried about today. Jesus tells us to be salt of the earth, not like salt of the earth, did you notice that? But to be salt of the earth and a light that shines out. Today I want to focus on the saltiness. Did you know that in many societies, salt was so highly valued that it was used for money? It was at one time. You might have a lot of money in your cupboards. It was... Well, you think about it, when you work, you earn a salary, right? And the word salary comes from the Latin word salarium, which refers to the payments made to a Roman soldier with salt. Interesting. So you did not know this was going to be an educational Sunday. So yes, salt, payment, money. But if you go to the pig this afternoon, my guess is they will not take salt in exchange for the rest of your groceries. Salt is, and we know this, it's very, very valuable, and it has lots of outstanding properties. It can be used as a preservative. It can be used for healing. I know that in Wanakee there is a salt room where you can go and cleanse and detox in the salt room. It can be used to season food. I mean, it's got a lot of benefits. It's a wonderfully versatile element, but it must be managed in a delicate way. Too much salt, and your meal's ruined, right? Although I heard earlier this morning, but that's how I like my French fries. Or not enough salt, and your meal is bland, and you want somebody to pass the salt shaker. Perhaps you've had a health situation that you have had to go on a low sodium diet, or somebody you know that you're cooking for has had to go on a low sodium diet, which creates challenges of its own. Several years ago, I was suffering muscle spasms, and I went to the doctor, and they did some tests, and they said, "You need more salt." I thought, wow, I've never heard of that one, but I needed to add salt to my diet. There's a balance. There's a balance of saltiness. Our witness as Christians is the salt that Jesus is referring to. So a testimony is someone who observes something and then gives evidence to or testifies to its account. And this is the kind of witness that Jesus is referring to. This is the salt. Now let me explain. Okay? This is what Christ calls us to do. Not in a bland way, but in a way that's going to wake up the world. And salt does that, right? When you taste salt, it kind of wakes up your taste buds and goes, hey, here I am. You need to wake up the world as a salty Christian, and it draws people to the world. Now, if we're Christians, or we want to be Christians, we want to be Christians in action, right, rather than just words. We don't just want the label Christian. We want to actually act like Christians. And that means we have to pull up our big girl or big boy pants and do the hard work of witnessing to others. loving others, forgiving others, caring for others. Our witness, like salt, doesn't always have to be big and bold, but it should add value. It should always bring a quality that people are attracted to. Now, we've all encountered well-meaning Christians who overshoot and they're just a little too salty. Yeah, we've run into those. They're so focused on getting you to heaven that they manage to put too much salt on the matter. It happens. So back to our low salt or no salt diet. Anyone in here ever have to go on that or currently on it? A low salt diet, no salt diet? Lucky you. I had to cook for my parents for quite a while on a low salt diet. That is tricky, making something that people will like to eat that doesn't have salt in it. So the 80s, I think, were about the time when no salt came on the scene. Do you remember this stuff? This stuff, no salt, and you could use it as an alternative to salt because it had no sodium in it for people who needed to avoid it. So when I was cooking for my parents, we had all kinds of different flavors of no salt in the cupboard. That stuff was terrible. It was horrible. It really tasted nasty. It wasn't salt, and it wasn't an alternative to salt, I can tell you that. It's just bad. It tried to be salt, but it wasn't. It was sharp, and it was bitter, and it certainly left your food with a, hey, here I am, but not in a good way. And no matter how much no salt you put on a dish, it wasn't going to be salt. It was just bad, bad. Salty Christians, their mere presence lifts us up. And I think, hopefully, all of us know a salty Christian who you just like to be around them because they lift you up. They point toward Christ. They encourage us. Do you know Christians like that? Are you one? Christ living in you, reigning in your life, will transform you into a salty Christian. One who adds flavor wherever you go and makes people thirsty for Christ. I once heard someone ask the question, if your church was removed tomorrow from your neighborhood, from the community, would anybody notice? Just like if salt were removed from your meal, would you notice? What would the impact be? And we're not talking about the building or the bell or the pastor. We're talking about the Christians, the people who make the church. Now, I know that you would notice, but what about the people in our community? What about the people in Dane County? Would they notice that this salt was missing? So how do we witness for Christ to others around us? How can we be that salt? Well, sometimes our witness isn't necessarily in what we say. It's putting others before ourselves. It's just being there, being present. Well, many times in difficult situations, I found myself at a complete loss for words. I don't know the right thing to say. Sometimes God gives it to me, and sometimes I just don't have the words. I've been able to share at times very little, but I've learned that words aren't the only way that we can share a witness. We can bring a witness to Christ by simply being present. Our presence is a very, very powerful witness. When people look at me, am I Christ's ambassador? Are you? When our job here is done, and we report back to the embassy as ambassadors, will we hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant"? Or do we have more to work on? I know I do. This is important. This is about our eternal souls. Salt changes things a lot. A little salt can flavor a big pot of beans. A little salt can flavor a neighborhood. Children of God, if salt never gets poured out of the shaker, then it's no good, right? Salt that never leaves the shaker is just a decoration on the table. As Christians, we need to shake, don't we? We need to shake. We are called to season, to influence the people that we come in contact with. We are called to be salty. How can you pour yourself out this coming week, starting today? How can you increase your saltiness? Is your life making people thirsty for Jesus? That's one thing that salt does. It makes us thirsty, doesn't it? It's up to you. It's up to you to bring a desire for more of Christ with being a salty witness. We are called to be seasoning to the world, not bland bystanders. Amen.